The views and opinions expressed on this program aren't necessarily those of this station, but those of the sponsors, Armada Advisors.
Good morning and welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel. My name is Ruthie C. Happy Monday morning to you, and welcome to my guest, Wesley Odom of Armada Advisors. Good morning, Wesley.
Good morning, Ruthie. It's great to be here.
I'm so excited to see you after a storm and some time away, and just how are you? How are things?
Things are great. Things are great. It's a great time to invest, and also it's a great time to be in Pensacola, I guess, as we recover from this awful hurricane.
If there is one thing our community does really well, it is rally together for recovery, isn't it?
Absolutely.
You have probably seen over the years a few instances, I would imagine. How does this one compare, do you think?
Well, definitely. I think Hurricane Ivan was the worst, but this one's definitely pretty bad. It really is. I mean, I think that the water storm damage was tremendous. And, of course, having these barges that went loose in the Pensacola Bay caused amazing damage.
You know, I had a chance yesterday to see some of that firsthand. We were out on the boat, and it's just, I'm very glad and very proud that our community comes together the way it does, because I just don't think we were quite prepared for what we saw. But
right. Can you ever?
Yeah, right. So true. Well, and I'm so glad you're here with me this morning, and we are here to take your questions and get your answers when it comes to Armada Advisors and investing. And so last time we had this, you know, great conversation, especially for me. We've talked before. I'm at the early end of my investing career. And so, you know, there's always so many questions when it comes to priorities and, you know, who you choose to do business with. And so I just wanted to jump right in, Wesley, and just say, I know you've been in the advising world for over 27 years now, and you obviously have the experience. So how does doing business with your company compare to doing business with say, like a different brokerage firm?
Well, I think that, number one, with Armada Advisors, you get a huge backup firm called Fidelity Investments. And most people have heard of Fidelity Investments. They're the largest brokerage house and retirement plan provider in the world. It's amazing how big they are. So you get all the back support of them, and you have the independent advice from Armada Advisors. So that's really crucial. I'll give you an example. If you went to McDonald's, you're never going to go to McDonald's and order a Burger King sandwich. It's just not going to happen.
True.
But if you go to a major wirehouse, in a lot of circumstances, all you're going to get is that product and those products that they provide. And it's really amazing when you can go to Fidelity and you can order. It's kind of like going to Barnhill's. You can order anything you want. If people who remember Barnhill's in Pensacola, you know, it's like an open bar buffet. You know, you can order anything you want. Whatever's on the buffet, you can get. And so that's what you can get at Fidelity Investments. That's what you can get at Armada. But you can get advice tailored made to what your needs are. And that's kind of crucial because a lot of people want to think that that's a big house might be the answer. And the question is, it's really necessarily not. And you save a lot of money as a result of working through Armada Advisors and Fidelity.
That sounds like a great reason to me. I have heard of Fidelity, and it almost seemed from a young person's perspective or a newer, less informed person's perspective that maybe that's too big and I don't even know the right door to knock on. And so Armada could be the way in to get that smaller, you know, intimate team that understands the priorities that I'm bringing to the table. But like you said, that powerhouse of Fidelity behind it.
Absolutely. And then, you know, that's like a local branch, so to speak. I mean, it's not really a branch of Fidelity per se, but it's a independent branch that you can access Fidelity and get their benefits.
And I just love that you can find a way to engage locally with the people, with our neighbors, and we live here, and understand where we are as, you know, even like we were saying before, as a community, where we are, how that might change your priorities. And so just really great that that's available. How would you say, if people are just tuning in, you are listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel, and I'm speaking with Wesley Odom of Armada Advisors. Wesley, what is the best way for people to get in touch?
Well, certainly give us a call. It's 850-497-6167. Armada's been around since 2009, and we have, you know, of course, I've been at a major wirehouse before that. It was amazing when I transitioned over to Armada Advisors and started to work with Fidelity, because it was a night and day difference, you know, from having someone previously, a previous firm, come and constantly visit me with different products. This is what you got to sell. This is things like that. And all of a sudden, now you're actually, you know, getting the independent advice. It saves the clients money. And so it's a win-win.
Absolutely. And so there has, I know, been some volatility lately in the markets. And a lot of investors are very worried about investing in stocks. So what advice would you have for those people who are worried?
Well, I think that there's a lot of things you can look at when you start investing. Some people think stocks are bugaboo names. Oh, my goodness. Wow, stock. It means it goes up and down. Well, it does. But do you realize that this particular stock, for example, is actually pays a dividend, and this dividend has increased over time? And that means you get pay raises. I mean, there's one company, for example, we've had in a client's portfolio for a while, and all of a sudden it started to pay dividends recently, about a year or two ago, and their cash flow has been such where they're have increasing their dividend, not every year, but they're increasing their dividend every quarter. Now, I don't know about you, but I mean, I know people who own rental houses, for example, and they're lucky to get a rental increase maybe once every 3 years out of their rental properties. And this, but there are companies out there that will increase their dividends, have increased their dividends on a more regular basis than that. You know, so you have to look at, I think that what is out there in the bond market, for example. Bonds are similar to they're instruments that are backed by a corporation or a government or a municipality, and they pay a certain interest rate. And at the time, and they have a maturity date, and you get back your principal at that time, and plus whatever interest they've owed you. And right now, the interest rate on bonds is relatively cheap, so you're not getting rewarded very much on that. Now, there are some exceptions to the rule, and if you can find a portfolio managers, and there are some out there that we've identified where they do offer competitive yields where you can get anywhere for over 5% and north of that. It depends. But again, what if you got a dividend that paid 4% and was going to be increasing? If you're going to have a bond fund, chances are that bond fund over time right now, it looks like might be decreasing interest rates. So you have to look at what your position is, what your time horizon is, where you want to be in life, and also listen to what an advisor has to say about what things are out there that might be able to accomplish what you need. There's some cases where, you know, people come in and they'll say, you know, I think I need this. Well, what are your expenses? What's your time horizon? What are you trying to accomplish? And based upon that, it's not necessarily throwing your money in a bunch of mutual funds necessarily. It might be saying, okay, let's figure out what exactly would be good for you. Maybe we have some mutual funds. Maybe we have some index funds. But maybe we have some individual securities that have a good long history of paying dividends. And they're the right things. I had a client the other day who has transferred their account over to Fidelity through us and Armada Advisors. And they had a stock that pays a good long history of dividends, but it happens to be an oil company. And she says, I just don't know what to do. My dad had this for eons, and I don't know what to do. It used to be a great company. And I said, yeah. I said, we got out of that stock about a few years ago, maybe 2 years ago or something, we're out of that stock. And because things had changed in the oil situation. I mean, as you know, we all know oil is cheap. It's no longer what it was. We have an abundance of it. And American ingenuity and technology has allowed oil to be pumped out of the ground and very efficiently. So, you know, you have to evaluate your portfolio. You can't necessarily rely upon, oh, well, it's always been good. It's always going to be good. That's where you got to figure it out. And there's a lot of gimmicks out there, like, what is it, Red Robin Hood and things like that, tell you to go get your stocks, that's all you need to do, or within $5, I think you can have your own portfolio, slice up in different pieces. Okay, yeah, I guess you could, But wouldn't it be best to try to figure out what might be best for you, get a second opinion, and the advice for an independent advisor who's going to be a lot less expensive than trying to just throw the darts on the wall yourself.
And to that point, speaking of Robin Hood and things like that, maybe rather than spending the time to set up, you know, a very small amount of time to set up like a, this one size fits all, if someone were interested in coming and speaking to Armada, what would be, would you recommend any kind of pre-work? Is there anything that you should come in hand, you're prepared, you've thought through this, like a cash flow analysis or something like that, that
sure,
to get the ball rolling?
Absolutely. I have one client coming in today, and they say, you know, I want to make sure that I can retire coming up. I'm a little accelerated, but I want to make sure. And so I just wanted to come up and you compute it for me. I said, well, what are your expenses? What do you anticipate? I don't know. I said, well, listen, exactly. I said, how can I help you? I mean, if you don't know how much you're spending, you know, you're going to spend in your retirement, give me a rough estimate. I can throw in there things about purchases of cars, things of that nature. We can factor in life expectancies. We can even factor in inheritances if you're going to have that. But, you know, realistically, are you spending like money like a drunken sailor or what? I mean, I hate to offend sailors. I used to be one. So, you know, but I mean, realistically, you've got to have the, you know, what's your inflow, what's your outflow, you know, things of that nature. And we can do all the calculations for you. It's real simple. It's not really real simple, but we help the complicated becomes really simple with our mod advisors.
I think that is the greatest way to sum that up. Something that could seem so overwhelming, or maybe you just don't really feel like getting around to it, but trust the people who do this, who have the experience, who have all of the backing of Fidelity and the tools available through that company. Let them help you. Let them help you out. And so if you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Ruthie C. I'm speaking with Wesley Odom of Armada Advisors. If you have questions, please give us a call or a text to 850-437-1620, and we can get those questions answered. One question that we have here is, a lot of folks have old 401k accounts with former employers that they left behind when changing jobs. I am one of these people. So what are the pros and cons of leaving those accounts with the company?
Well, there are some pros and cons. Number one, the pros is you don't have to worry about it. You can just put off to a rainy day and say, okay, well, I know it's there. I'll take care of it eventually. All right. That's a pro. I guess you don't have to worry about it. But then you got to say, how is it invested? Is it invested how it should be invested? But the more important thing is a lot of people think that that's their money. Well, it is their money, but it's not their money because the company hasn't released it to you. And to give me, here's a drastic example. Many years ago, there was a company I did a 401k with, and the owner of the company called up and says, I just want to let you know I'm closing the company down. And I said, okay, well, that means you need to close the 401k down, issue all everybody's money out. He says, I don't care about them. They're on their own. I said, no, you can't do that. He says, I don't give a rat's, you know, whatever. I was astonished. I was completely amazed. I did not expect this man to be able to do this. He literally walked away from the 401k. And, you know, he was the only authorized signer. And he closed the company. He went. He left. There's some issues. Eventually the law got involved. And I literally had participants call me up saying, I want my money. I could not get it to them.
Wow.
And so eventually the Department of Labor got involved.
Mm. Oh, you never want those guys involved.
Yeah, it was amazing. So I think years went by before these people got to their money. And it was tragic. It was absolutely tragic. So I always encourage people to think about if they leave a company, think about either one, rolling over to their new company so they can know where that money is, have control over it, so to speak. Or roll it to an IRA. And the advantage of rolling to an IRA is that in an IRA, it's literally your money. You could go to it anytime you want to, grab that money, and go to Vegas with it. I mean, it's not that – it's not restrictive. I mean, it's there. So, and you know, so that's the – there's a big advantage of that. So I really think it's – I don't encourage people to have all these 401ks dangling out there because I more often than not, sometimes people do forget about them. I know it's kind of crazy, but they do. Mm-hmm. And when they do, it's like crazy. And then the company doesn't like finding these, trying to find these people. You really think they care about a guy who left 15 years ago? Come on.
Probably not.
Yeah, they don't care. And the rules regarding paying it out is such where if it's so much money over $5,000, they don't have to pay it out. They can just bring it back in their inventory, keep it there indefinitely and in a very low interest rate environment. And whenever they you do figure out, if you do, let's say 30 years go by and you say, oh, well, yeah, I did work for XYZ. You come back and then find out, oh, my gosh, I don't get any of the appreciation. I just get the principal back whenever they decide to claim it.
Oh, so maybe that's the benefit for the company of hanging on to your
money.
401k, yeah, is that they can be earning that interest. That is very interesting. I think I have some emails to send.
Think about it. Definitely need to think about it.
Well, that is just so good. And one thing I know as a younger person is that we hear a lot about a Roth IRA. So if we were going to convert and bring those old 401ks into an IRA situation, would you say that is probably the best route to take with the Roth IRA?
The Roth IRA is an amazing tool. Okay, it's another tool in an advisor's workshop. Our work belt or, you know, tool belt. Basically you have the IRA, which was created first back in the 1980s, and that allowed people to put money in and have it grow tax deferred, which means you could possibly, if you're in the right situation, you could get a tax deduction by putting money into an IRA, and then it grows tax deferred, which means later on you'll take that money out and you'll pay taxes on it. The other option they came out with much, much later is the Roth IRA, which is after-tax money that grows tax-free. And really, it works out best if you're a young person, like in your 20s especially. You're probably working for a job that makes lower wages than you're going to make at 60, let's say. And so what you're going to do is you're going to want to put money in a Roth IRA, after-tax money, and have it grow tax-free, because when you're 60 years of age and you want to retire or whatever, you can take that money out and owe no taxes. And let's say your tax bracket when you're 60 is a lot higher than it is when you're 21. That's mm-hmm. the idea. The closer you get towards 60, it minimizes the effectiveness of the Roth. However, there's still some circumstances you could advantage. I met with a doctor the other day who said, hey, I make too much money to put money into a Roth, because there's some income caps to put directly to a Roth. I said, but you can always put money into an IRA because there's no income tax there. And she said, yeah, you're right. I said, but then what you ought to do is you ought to do a backdoor fund that into a Roth. So in other words, you put after-tax contributions in your IRA, and then you backdoor them, do a conversion into the Roth. And that allows you to fund your Roth without directly funding it. It's perfect. It's allowable within the IRS. And that way you have money going tax-free. And the nice thing about this money is it grows tax-free. You might, and when you retire, you might have 401k or IRA money. You might have then Roth money. And then when you start retiring, you start pulling out the IRA money and the 401k money first. Let the Roth money, most circumstances, continue to grow tax-free. And when you die, if you have anything left, guess who? Your relatives get tax-free money.
Wow. Beautiful words.
Yeah, I love giving the government its due.
Yes. So it sounds like the best way for people to understand what their next move is to get in touch.
Absolutely. Talk to somebody like us, a financial advisor at Armad Advisors. Get the benefits of working with a big firm like Fidelity, with a local presence of Armad Advisors. That's the advantage right there, I think. I mean, you have a big firm, Fidelity. You have a local presence of Armad Advisors. You get independent advice. The savings you're going to get by working through an independent provider like Armad Advisors is tremendous compared to a going to the McDonald's all the time, so to speak, and trying to order a Burger King when they can't give it to you.
That's right. They don't make those there.
They don't make it. No, they don't.
And so we still have a few more moments on the program. If you have a question for Wesley Odom of Armada Advisors, please call or text 850-437-1620. This is the Pensacola Expert Panel. My name is Ruthie C., and we are so happy to have you with us on a Monday morning talking all things financial and how to set yourself up for best success. And this might be an easy question here, Wesley, but when is the best time to start thinking about your financial well-being?
Well, every day you should think about, okay, I'm hopefully going to retire one day. I want to put some money away, or maybe you're saving for that new car, or maybe you're saving the new house. You need to think about what strategies are out there, what investment ideas are out there that would get you to point A to point B. And a good advisor is going to be able to tell you what degree of risk they're included in that. I ran across this one guy one time. He says, I've been saving for retirement for a while. I said, really, what have you been doing to save? He says, I buy the VCRs. This is back in the 90s. I buy VCRs over at Walmart, and I have a whole stack of VCRs in my garage. I say, excuse me? He says, yeah, I'm saving for my retirement. I said, how's that work? He says, well, every time I need money, I'll just go back to Walmart. I say, I want to exchange or take this VCR back and get my money back.
Oh, my.
He thought that was saving.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That is a creative strategy.
It doesn't work.
I don't think that works.
Because I tried to explain it to him. I said, at some point, they're going to stop selling these VCRs, which, of course, they did.
Yes.
And they're not going to honor that return. And also, really, all you're doing is you're just, you know, they give your money back. It's not any growth to the money. But that was his strategy.
And do you think that was probably a do-it-yourself?
Yes, it was do-it-yourself. No legitimate, bona fide advisor is going to recommend someone buy VCRs.
Well, and you know, just any kind of technology like that is just seems so risky. And yeah, I think there's probably a better way to do that. Right now, we do have a call coming in from Sherry in Pensacola. Sherry, welcome to the program.
Hi. I have a quick question about Roth IRAs.
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, daughter just started a job. She's 16. Is she eligible to start with a Roth IRA, or does she have to be older, like at 18 or something?
Actually, as long as she is drawing W-2 earnings from a job, she's eligible to put money into a Roth IRA. There are some special provisions for a minor, and she's classified, of course, as a minor. There's special provisions for her to do that. So, yes, you can do that. You can. We've actually, I remember setting those up for a few kid, some relatives of mine actually who wanted the same thing. They wanted to do that. They were around 16, and they set up a Roth IRA. It's a great strategy.
Okay, is it like 15% like you would a regular IRA?
You're limited to $6,000 right now, maximum. So if they earned $6,000 in a year in W-2 wages, which might be doubtful for a 16-year-old, but who knows how long they're working. But anyway, you can contribute up to whatever the W-2 earnings are.
We're going in and out, but I appreciate your help.
Yeah, you can. You're welcome.
Thank you so much, Sherry, for giving us a call. We appreciate it. Hope you have an awesome day. You are listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel, and this has been Wesley Odom of Armada Advisors. We're so grateful for you to come and join us today, Wesley, and everything that your team is doing to help, navigate this process for people. So again, will you tell people one more time the best way they can get in touch?
Sure. Give us a call at Armada Advisors, where we are charting a better course. The number is 850-497-6167. So hope to be able to help some more people out there. Look forward to it, and have a great day, Pensacola.